Hello? You order a pizza?
Hey, you order a pizza?
No, actually, I ordered entertainment.
Well, you're shit out of luck, man, because all I got is pepperoni.
Lef, what? Jeez, wow. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Douchebag.
Well, I guess I could just listen to your radio, because it happens to be about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening.
Why? What's the big deal about 10 o'clock on a Friday evening?
Well, haven't you heard of Cock Talk?
No.
Well, it starts right now. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Cock Talk. Right now, outside, it's a winter wonderland with snow literally falling by the snow flake.
Speaking of flakes, Max, I'm hoping our guest tonight, Gary Larson, whom we exhumed from the grave, will come by talk about The Far Side, because it's totally relevant.
And we're going to reflect on 2014, a great year in radio broadcasting. Now stay tuned for our show, Cock a Donkey Kong.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
That was pretty good, Max. You should have done that into the microphone.
Amanda Bynes?
Amanda Bynes.
I would have done her.
Max
in the
is a good rhymer. Oh! Good one.
Good
really.
One. Really? Yeah.
Good one.
She's
I like that.
Good one.
Not really. No. Okay, no. Stop pushing it.
She's gluten
free. I don't
want
to think that way.
What?
What is that supposed to mean?
Means that it's not
who
like
you
eating bread.
Gluten free? Okay.
Do
fine.
Vaginal juices have gluten? This is up for debate. 413-559-6 something something.
6766.
Call us if you know if vaginal juices contain gluten, and you could win the $1 million prize. Which is just something I've attributed $1 million value to. But it's a mystery prize. What do you think I find that valuable, Andy?
I think you find your...
Think about my life.
Your life.
I find my
the most
life
valuable thing.
Valuable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And who's yelling something?
Who?
Who?
Where?
Somebody yelled something and you agreed.
I did?
Oh.
You got me all mixed up, Max.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Cock Talk, where the mixing up mixes you. It's like Russia, but
mixing
with less
it live.
People. Less
yeah.
people here.
Pretty much everything is like Russia, but with less people.
That's true, except for Russia.
And China.
China has more people.
Yeah, in India, too,
if
I think.
If you consider Chinese people.
Oh, wow.
We
that,
just turned back
that is
30
kind of
years,
horrible.
The clock.
we're fucking up the clock tonight,
this
guys.
This is Taxi Cab with Michael Douglas, San Francisco Crime. So it's winter. What
yeah.
does that mean for us now?
Means flakes are falling out
it
of
means
the sky.
We're going to have a great time. Watch out, ladies and gentlemen, for what I like to call ice. It's dangerous. You could slip and hurt yourself. I remember one time I had some bad acne that turned into a scab, like we see now, because I'm a picker. And I told my dad it was because I slipped and fell on ice.
Oh, really?
And he said I was stupid, but it was better than the alternative.
Hmm? That
oh, and it was actually
better.
Fungus.
Oh, wait, let me turn up the microphone back. Say that again.
Jen?
What?
Say
what?
That again.
We can hear you now.
He had ringworm from rats.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth comes out here first. Don't you think it would be amazing if something like Anderson Cooper came out about his medical problems on the air? Out of
Didn't
nowhere?
He?
Well, he should more.
Okay. You are really like Anderson Cooper. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did you see on New Year's Eve what Anderson Cooper was
Amberson?
Doing? Amberson? Amberson, Anderson.
My name is Amberson.
Andy Lee.
I'm a 19-year-old girl.
Patrick Stewart. No.
I touch myself.
You know who he was co-hosting on
no.
CNN Live with?
No. Tina Fey.
No.
Marlo Thomas.
No.
Rush Limbaugh.
That Kathy What's-Her-Face?
Kathy Griffin?
That's the one.
That's the
Kathy
one.
Kathy Griffin. She was making him incredibly uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't know. She kissed some random dude. Don't know what happened there. Stop making fun of my noise.
You said, that's the one.
I've been in New Hampshire for 3 weeks,
That's
dude.
True. They grunt a lot
they
there.
Do.
Let's
they
vote.
Do.
How are you?
Let's vote. That was the first.
That's all they do. They vote.
Primary. Primary's a big fucking deal, dude.
I know. In New Hampshire? Because, yeah. You get to decide. Mm.
Apparently, when a...
Who may or may not be maybe voted.
No, sorry, it's actually... On. It's sad. There are a lot of people that have caucuses before.
Woo! Andy, what were you trying to do?
Wait, just for the studio audience to hear what I just did was this.
I'm glad you brought them in on the loop.
I got to bring everybody. I got to keep everybody in the loop.
Keep them in the ringworm.
Oh, gross.
Ring around the rosy. Tell me about major winter events for you, Andy. I have a few. You go first.
We in the Lock homestead did our family tradition of watching A Muppet Christmas Carol on Christmas Eve. We do it every year. Very good Michael Caine work face.
Oh, Michael Caine.
I got to do this. I can't look. Okay, now I'm not looking at Max. I can do it now. And then what else did we do? We ate a lot of food. We got drunk on New Year's. And generally had a good time. I played Knights of the Old Republic 2.
I heard that.
I beat it.
Oh, I heard that one. That's the one by the Black Isle folks.
The who?
They did the writing for that. The same people who did Planescape Torment.
And did Elder Scrolls.
No, that's Bethesda. Well, that's two different companies, you idiot.
Yeah, no, Bethesda Softworks did.
I said Black Isle, not Bethesda.
Well,
they're different.
Black Isle didn't do KOTOR 2, I don't think.
They did.
They're going to look this up.
Well, who cares? I don't even care anymore because I'm going to be wrong. I had winter events up the wazoo.
Tell us about your winter events,
well,
and I'll
was
do
in
annoying
France.
Sound effects for you.
I was in France, like always, right?
France.
Right?
Oui.
Like I go for winter. My dad lives there.
En français. Hello, Maxime.
And, well, usually when I'm there in Brittany, it doesn't snow. I've never really encountered snow there. But this time, the game changed.
Gasp.
It snowed, and I thought it was quite pretty, but my dad and my stepmom were overwhelmingly cynical. They're like, oh, God. Oh, it snows. Everything's going to shit. And I'm like, it looks pretty out the window at the coast. I've never seen snow by a bay. And they were like, oh, no. So la mère partout, Maxime. And we had to pick up Veronique at the... Veronique's my stepmother, for those of you who are newcomers, because we mentioned her
earlier.
Ooh
la la.
She does... She's not like that.
That's the sound effect, though, for French stepmother.
French stepmother. Now you're making it a near incestual relationship. You're ruining my childhood.
God.
What?
Say childhood.
Childhood. Kalel.
Say chive.
Chive?
Say childhood.
Childhood.
Damn it.
It's like
by the
Stuart
way,
Griffin.
Can I interject? Oh, look. I think our friends are here. Come on in.
Ladies and gentlemen, just stepping into the room,
oh, look
Shaquille
who this
O'Neal,
is.
Kobe Bryant, and Jiminy Cricket.
Wow. Thanks, Jiminy.
So, in France, the weather was so bad.
How bad was it?
We had snow, and we had to go pick up Veronique at the train station in Gangon, which sounds like Gangon. How would you spell that? Let's
G-A-G-N-O-N.
G-A-G-N-O-N. Gagnon?
Maybe.
Gangon is spelled G-U-I-M-P-A-M-P.
Wait. Say that again. Gampion?
G-U-I-N-A-M-P. That's it. G-U-I-N-G-A-M-P.
Wait, slow.
There's G-U-I-N.
Okay, G-U-I-N.
G-A-M-P.
G-A-M-P.
Yeah. It's like Gwyn Gamp, but it's pronounced Gangon. There's also another town with the drive through to get Gangon. It's called Tréguier.
Speaking of funny-sounding things, I looked up KOTOR 2, and it took me to... Let's get this right here. KOTOR, about the city of KOTOR.
I've been there. I've been to the
You've
city
been
of
to the city of KOTOR?
It's in Montenegro.
Montenegrin, yeah. Montenegrin, Latin, Acruvium, Greek,
something. I
bought something
because
Italian
I wanted to tell people I've been to KOTOR. I thought it was a great experiment.
Yeah.
But the snow was so bad,
the most
we're driving
part of
down.
The Gulf
they
KOTOR.
Never have snow there.
KOTOR.
They call themselves a socialist kind of country,
oh,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
But they don't take care of the snow, especially in areas where they don't have it much. So we get
like
there.
The
we're
snow
going,
isn't
we're driving.
A contributing
There's this one place where if
society.
You could see the way...
Sorry. Continue.
The road was sloped at an angle of degrees. Not only downwards when you're driving down, but to like the left a little. And so we're getting there, and we see this truck. Not like big truck, American truck, but kind of like a fat van. You know what trucks are like in France. The camionette, they're like the white. The minivan type things. But it's big enough to be, it slipped on the ice and was blocking up the road. So my dad had to stop. and it just slides downwards to the left, and we get stuck in a ditch. And I get, and then my dad steps out, and he's like, "Oh no, and we'll need to take care of this." And he goes like, and we're like talking with these guys, and they're like, "Yeah, we're kind of fucked. I tried to call the cops." And my dad's like, "Yeah, what'd they say?" "Well, it said there's only two guys, and they're out somewhere else already. So we're kind of stuck. Does anybody know somebody with a tractor nearby?" And this one lady's like, "Well, they're like 30 minutes away. I don't know if they could get a tractor out here." And we're like, "Oh." And I step out of the car finally, and I got my hands in my pockets.
To push it.
Well, just wait.
Okay.
Because the problem was, if you push it, could you turn it on and not get stuck in the ice? I don't know. People were stuck as fuck. It just didn't work. We were stuck as fuck. We were stuck.
As fuck.
And I'm standing out there with my hands in my pockets. My dad's looking at me. He's like, "Max, you're not worried at all, are you?" And he punched me. And I learned a lot that day. I'll bring that around in a little bit. Because that's the final.
Bring
moment.
That around.
Luckily, out of a bout of genius, we saw this pile of snow. And we were like, "Wouldn't it be funny if that was like sawdust, salt sand stuff? You know, that you throw in front of cars if there's ice." We kick it, and it is. And we manage to push out the cars, and everything works out. When my dad gets out, finally, we have to do this weird maneuver where the truck has to be pushed forward, but not far enough to slip down on my dad's car, just in case. And then we had to push him out of the ditch. Luckily, we were right, like, at a bank, so it was... we managed to get out, and then his car goes out, and he starts going down the hill, driving down the hill on the ice. And I'm running behind him, because he can't stop for me, and he refuses to or something.
Yeah.
And we finally get out, and we leave them. We don't even help them. We don't know what happens next. And all the way back, my dad keeps going, like the whole way back, after we pick up Veronique, he's like, "You know, I just can't imagine what it would have been like if I had to pick up the phone and call Veronique and say, we don't know if we're going to be there tonight." I mean, it was kind of like annoying the first time, but then like 10 minutes later, he goes, "Guys, you don't know what was going on in my head when I was realizing, what if I had to call Veronique and tell her that she might have to stay at a hotel? Could she have gotten to the hotel?" And he was serious. "She might slip. She's fat. You know she's fat, Max." And we're like, "Jesus, Dad. No, you don't even know what I was thinking. If I had to take out my cell phone, and this is serious, I'm not making this up, and call her and tell her we were not going to be there. And I don't know what we would have done. I mean, she could have gotten a hotel if she managed to cross the street, but what about us? You know, Max." I'm like, "Dad, it didn't happen. It's okay." "Yeah, but Max, I was thinking about this." Whatever. One last story about my dad, though.
Wow, Max's dad. Wow.
Later on, he was talking to me about... I was confronting him about how he judges people's character, and he started bringing up something about ethics or something. Like, he has to be... Certain people have to have a certain moral code. He mentioned that he was really against killing. But he goes on to say that, except for this one guy...
Except for this
neighbor,
one?
Our neighbor.
Wait, what?
We had this neighbor back when we lived in this little town called Fondarèche. Mm-hmm. And apparently... My dad just hated this guy so much. I don't really know why. Something about like... One time... Well, my dad likes to swim in his pool naked. You know, it's France. People do that all the fucking time. And he sees a little kid with him, which is me. And he assumes he's a child molester and starts spreading rumors. And then he paints his house the wrong color. Those are the two offenses I can hear of. There's only two things I know. My dad was called a child molester and he disagreed with the color of the man's house. And so my dad tells me, "I would have killed that guy if I could have gotten away with it." No, I'm serious, Max. I would have, if I knew, Max, that I could have killed him, I would have. And I wouldn't have done it quick. I would have made it hurt a lot. I really would have. This would have been a painful murder. I really didn't like him. Like, wow, okay. Thanks, Papa.
Wow. Okay, white...
Did you just call me white boy?
No. Yes! No, yes! I'm going to go with yes, actually. That's my final answer. No, you're stretching my brain out, Max, and it's great. It's great. That's what I like to do here on Cock Talk. Friday nights. Right? Do you see almost because of the snow?
Because of the snow. I left on the day.
You know what happened in New Hampshire because of the snow?
Okay.
People shoveled and then just kept going.
That's that American ingenuity for you.
Yeah. You're like, fuck, oh, snow? All right.
I wish there was something called an American ingenuity where women were just naturally feminine heroines or whatever. Oh, my dear. I live on a plantation.
They were all
take
like,
me away.
Southern characters.
Oh, yeah, I'm the ingenue. Ribba, ribba. But yeah, the day after I left
Paris.
Arriba. Corazon. Santiago. Vesta Pacini.
The terminal I was in yeah.
was closed.
Okay.
They had to evacuate it.
Why? Why did they have to evacuate?
Because there was a lot of snow.
Fuck you, friend.
Europe is so fucked up. When a volcano erupts in another country, they have to cancel airplanes.
To be fair, though, I saw the space pictures of those, and they were intense.
Yeah, but that's thinking logically with facts. I'm just taking the premise and laughing at it.
All right, Max. It's been 16 minutes since we started the show. Do you need a break? No?
What did you just call me?
I called him Max.
Oh, Rob Liotta's leaving. Rob Liotta, famous.
Say goodbye, Rob. The mic's on. You should say goodbye.
He's a member.
I think we kind of heard it very maybe a little.
Rob Liotta's famous for making death threats to politicians. Through the title of his musical group. Do people get that joke? Do you get that joke?
No.
Death to the senator?
Oh. Yeah. Death and the senator.
Oh, death, damn it. That'd be funny if it was death to the senator.
It's not death to the senator.
Damn it.
It's death in the senator.
Death and the senators.
Yeah.
He plays boss for them.
Oh,
well.
The boss?
He goes both ways, man.
Boss town? Boss town sound to rock the town?
Ladies and gentlemen,
you know who's got the boss sound to rock the town?
We're here in the Yurt Radio.
Oui.
And we'd like you to hear a word from our sponsors.
Oui.
They say the down hits the upbeat make it complete. So what's the story? Guaranteed accuracy in hand CD. Latest technology darts at treble 20. Huge non-recoupable advance, majors be vigilant. I excel in both content and deliverance. So let's put on our classics and we'll have a little dance, shall we? No sales pitch, no media hype. No hydro, it's nice and right. I speak in communications in bold type. This ain't your archetypal street sound. Scan for ultrasounds, north, south, east, west, and all round. And then to the underground.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. Let's push things forward.
As we progress to the checkpoint, I wholeheartedly agree with your viewpoint, but this ain't your typical garage joint. I make points which hold significance. That ain't a bag, it's a shipment. This ain't a track, it's a movement. I got the settlement. My frequencies are transient and resonate your eardrums. I make bangers, not anthems. Leave that to the artful dodger. The broad-shouldered 51% shareholder. You won't find us on Alta Vista. Cult classic, not bestseller. You're gonna need more power. Plug in a three-phase and a generator. Crank it up to the gigawatts. Critics ready with your pot shots. The plot thickens. Put on your mittens for these sub-zero conditions. But remember I'm just spitting. Remember I'm just spitting. Once bitten, forever smitten.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Things forward. You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them. There's no excuses, my friend. Let's push things forward.
Spit jewels like Eastern riches, junkie fixes. Around here we say birds, not as London Bridge burns down, Brixton's burning up. Turns out you're in luck, so I know this dodgy f***ing the duck. So it's just another show flip from your local city poet. Case you geezers don't know it, let's push things forward. It's a tall order, but we're taller. Calling all maulers, backstreet brawlers, corner shop crawlers. Victory's flawless. Love us or hate us, but don't slate us. Don't conform to formulas. Pop genres are such. Sharp darts, double dutch. Park cars, trouble so much with more bud. Let's push things forward.
You say that everything sounds the same. Then you go by them.
your radio, Hampshire College.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Cock Talk here on Yurt Radio, and we've got a very special imaginary, I mean real, very real guest with us this evening. You know, Max, you. I'm coming in cold here. It's hard to follow the streets. Max is a good hopper. Max.
Do you guys hear me?
A little, yeah. Wait, wait. Let me turn you up. I'll try it.
I just don't want it to be too echoey.
Oh, no. No, no. It sounds good.
I'm on the third mic. It's an experimental mic. It's analog.
No, you want to get really experimental, guys? You want to hear something really weird?
I'll rub dollar signs against it.
All right. That doesn't sound too weird at all. Never mind. Anyways, with us this evening is the Stop Rubbing.
That's what he with said this to his evening. Girlfriend, who is an info. Stop rubbing! I'm jilling my
I'm never going to get to do this.
I'm jilling my
We
clitoris.
Had this whole discussion before we went on the air. Like, Max was like, Andy, you want to do the intro? I'm like, oh, okay, no, yeah. And he's like, you were passionate about it. And now he's rubbing. With us, the creator of the Far Side and the world limbo champion, the one and only Mr. Gary Larson.
Snaps all around.
Thank you. But I just want to let you know, I won the limbo first before I made the Far Side.
Really, really? So were you in any way inspired by that experience?
No, not at all. The limbo is my crowning achievement of my life. I mean, Far Side. You got to go the under. Right?
Now, I may have reported something falsely earlier, which was that you were dead. Are you dead?
I really don't know. I don't... Tell me, what's my last name?
Larson.
Larson. I think I may be dead then. I think so. That to have that kind of name, I mean, you have to be dead.
Max just
Sorry,
lost
Sorry, I had
it.
A bad cough.
Well, okay, a lot of your strips feature some hilarious barnyard animals. I'm wondering if you have any experience with barnyard animals? Any activities you liked to do with them? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Right. Well, again, when I limboed, there was a horse. And, you know, they don't have these animals on farms, on the normal farms. On this farm, we had
special farm.
We had a no. It's not a special farm. It's just a farm. Just leave it at that.
Okay.
But we had a panda.
Really?
We had a panda, a koala, and then a human person.
So let me
wait.
Make
can
sure.
I ask a question?
Yeah. Okay. That's a question.
Mr. L. You're widely regarded for your excessive use of science jokes. Where's that come from? Do you have a background in the sciences?
I have this friend named Patrick, and he's a avid watcher of Jurassic Park, so I usually ask him. He likes those Michael Crichton, is that how you pronounce it, or Crichton?
No, I like Crichton.
I like
Crichton. Crichton.
He made that one about time travel.
That wasn't funny.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just refer to Patrick for all of the science
questions.
Yeah.
All right,
Andy,
all right.
You ask the next question.
I
need to get my list of questions out.
I don't. I think my question. You obviously. No, I don't remember what.
Oh,
my question
sorry,
was now.
I was just. Lying
I have a question. If you don't remember what your question is.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Ask another question.
Gary Larson, can you tell us what your favorite comic strip you ever did was?
My favorite one was. On a farm again. It was Thanksgiving, and unfortunately we had to kill the horse.
Wait, is this a story or a comic strip?
It's a comic strip. Okay. Four panels. First panel.
Really? Four?
Four.
Okay.
First panel.
That's new.
Okay.
It's Thanksgiving. Words. That's it. Second strip, dead horse.
Dead horse.
Third strip,
eating
tears.
A horse.
No.
No?
Tears of... The koala. Fourth strip, it's Christmas.
So, what was this, Mr. Larson, was this kind of, you're noted more for your minimalist style, which I guess in the fact that you only use one panel in almost everything I've seen.
Right.
Was this four-panel period post your success or pre-success?
Well, you know, it was a special in the New York Times, posted over... Mm-hmm. Every 3 months. So every 3 months, I'd submit one panel, and my underground cult following would piece it together. Have you ever seen National Treasure? It's something like that.
I have seen National Treasure. This all makes sense now. I'm wondering, what's your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert?
Yeah.
Horse.
This is it.
Horse meat is good. Do you use the grease for your paninis?
I thought you were going to say penis.
Are you some kind of...
wizard?
Who would use grease on a panini?
For reals, Max.
Oh, you do dry paninis.
Who would have a panini in the first place?
True. Fundamental question.
These are the questions that will haunt mankind for decades.
Not only were you into farm animals, but you tended to make them talk a lot. Why do you felt like you needed to give animals voices in your cartoons?
Well, sort of like Van Gogh. I see he saw all those colors, and you know, I see voices of animals. So sort of like Eddie Murphy, except like James Joyce.
I see.
There, you know what? No, I don't even know what. That you know where my brain went with that? Because I'm in, we're doing Cock Talk. I thought that would be the weirdest fanfic ever.
It is.
It is? Have you written it already?
Posted in...
Gary Larson, illustrated version?
Illustrated
of the
in
Eddie Murphy,
the
James
Hartford
Joyce.
Current every March fanfic. 4th on the odd years.
On the, wait, the Hartford Current?
The Hartford Current.
Wow. Wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
You know, I met somebody who works for the Hartford Current once.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, I don't know if it was The Current or what, but it was some newspaper in Hartford. Is The Current really the newspaper there? Do you know this?
Yes,
not?
Yes, it is.
It is really. It's The it Hartford is. Current.
I mean,
that's
Larson's
a good name.
Gary, one last question. I want you to just really give us a treat here.
All right.
You've had, I don't know how long it's been since you've stopped making comics.
Nobody knows.
But what are the, you must have ideas that come to you all the time, right? You're nodding. Say yes.
Yeah.
You're on the radio, just letting you know.
Oh, calm down.
Okay. Tell us the best idea you had that you never made because you vowed to stop comic making.
Well, once I died, the comic that I would have made was the love between myself and the human farm animal. And it was just a very sad, sad idea. It just ended not with Christmas, not with Thanksgiving, but with just Easter, and Easter's not any fun at all.
Not always. But, well, you know what was fun? This interview.
I
had so much fun. I'm bursting with it. And that's funny. Our next segment, we're going to talk about holidays.
Oh, holidays.
Yeah.
Oh.
We got an idea for a new one earlier tonight. It was fun. But you should go make more comic strips and, you know, keep on fucking that chicken.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm dead, so I don't know what I can do. So.
Oh, we've decided you are definitely dead now.
Well, I don't know if my bit's down there. I haven't looked.
Oh, your bit?
My bit.
Oh, okay.
My penis. I'm dead. Things rot away. I don't know if you've experienced this, but...
No, I have.
Well, don't talk to me like you do.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. Larson. Here, maybe this will show you how to believe again.
All right,
in love. Thanks for being with us.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Mm-hmm.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in the peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. I said, Georgia. Oh, Georgia. No peace I find. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
Other arms reach out to me. Other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see. The road leads back to you. Whoa, Georgia, Georgia. I find just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia,
I said just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Cock Talk on the Yurt Radio.
Stay tuned for more news, music, arts, and information here on Hampshire College's own Yurt Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us a very special guest, a friend of the show and longtime religious expert, famously known for discussing the pagan holiday of Lupercalia on the air with us. He's come here to talk with us about other things. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hello, Yurt Radio. This is me, Dr. Stephen Seuss.
With three PhDs.
Three PhDs, all in fake holidays.
Well, that's a great thing to have a PhD in. How do you pronounce that anyway, that word?
Lupercalia?
No, PhD.
PhD. P-E-E-A-C-H-Q.
That's how you pronounce it?
The Q is flat.
Okay, because I didn't ask how to spell it. I can't find where I stick my headphones, and now I feel out of the loop. And Andy Locke with us, as
I'm
always.
I'm here as well.
Oh, somebody tried to message me on Facebook named Barrett Wilbur. Sounds like a character
Barack.
From a pork story.
A pork story? What is a pork story exactly,
Babe, it's
Max?
The subtitle to Babe. Babe, a pork story.
That's the
also
alternate
Charlotte's Web
ending,
is a pork
I guess.
Story.
Pork story. Charlotte's Web, a pork story. Talk to me about this. What is this thing? Andy, you were part of the...
Oh, so we've got what we think could be a really good new holiday.
We've been talking about it because we're really what brings my bread in the basket, or whatever you call it, brings my food on the table is making up fake holidays.
Yeah.
I need to...
Hence the triple
fuel
PhD.
The whole machine. Yeah, that's why I have three fuds.
Let's make a texture. Keep going, guys.
So
Graduate school.
This is experimental comedy.
Thank you.
Or
anyway,
is it?
Anyways, yeah.
Between Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas season happening, what's missing from January?
Oh yeah, because we just had three
no holidays. The real holiday is the day before.
Well, you
January
don't celebrate
happens.
Martin Luther King Day. Milk it up for MLK.
Well, we take Monday.
Because what I do
Monday
is I chug milk on MLK Day.
By the way,
that you know what? I'm going to show up at your door with a gallon of milk this Martin Luther King Day. I'm going to just show up and be like, yo, Max, let's chug.
Well, it's because you have to drink white people. It's the metaphor.
Yeah, it's... It's a story. It actually dates before Martin Luther King's
death. Yeah, well, he just brought it back.
Life, yeah.
Anyway. To be clear, you just said drink whitey, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I didn't miss that.
Are you not familiar with the story of the whitey drink?
I was not familiar with that story, no.
He put all of 3 dozen whiteys in a blender and blended the whitey up.
Well, it's got roots even further than up. I mean, that's what Martin did. Marty did that. Back and during the Milky Way.
Marty
King did that. But way before, in Africa, there are some tribes that at a coming of age ceremony, you had to drink the semen.
Liquefy white people.
No, you had to drink the semen of your elders.
Oh, wait, I heard about that, yeah. It was in Esquire.
And it gradually, because that seems so gross, they changed it into blending Caucasians.
Of course.
But people forget.
Well, first they went to melting, and then that was hard. Because you had to wait out forever for it to get to melting temperature, and then stir it, and just a lot of...
How gross. So
just get a big-ass blender made of coconuts and rocks, and just blend a whitey.
Well, now we don't kill people anymore. We just drink white milk as a metaphor.
Yeah, well, then we invent... Well, first we had to invent cows, and then
That's true.
Yeah, we didn't have milk until, 1935.
What a great American invention.
Yeah. People don't realize that. America is the birthplace of cows. Cows did not exist until we invented it.
That is such a story. Andy Locke, what are you doing?
You're going to find out, Max.
Oh, Mike's you're going to extend this cord? No, that's XLR to XLR, not XLR to what it called, amp cord. Oh, you're just going to plug it in? Where the fuck are you going to plug it in? Andy Locke is revolutionizing radio.
What? Can he talk?
Does this work at all?
Yes, it does.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear that?
Andy Locke.
Wow, this is so much more comfortable. I'm way more comfortable. It's clear. I don't have headphones on.
You sound like a boy.
I sound like a boy?
So what needs to happen in January other than Milk Day?
Well, years of research have proven that Christmas in July is one of the most unnecessarily popular holidays in America.
Is it?
And
I've
so
never
we thought,
heard of it.
Why not?
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
To sell excess Christmas cards
or
something.
To dress like Santa again in the summer.
That sounds hot.
It can be. So we thought, why not? And hear me out. Halloween in January.
Ooh.
Yeah.
As the great Donald Glover said, happy boo year.
Except instead of going out in costumes,
you stay in, dress normally,
and tell people what you are, and buy your own candy.
That is a great idea. It's a conceptual Halloween.
Light a bunch of candy. No, don't light the candy. Light the candles. Eat the candy.
Where did candles get into this?
There should be some candles.
There should be candles, yeah.
Do you do something with pumpkins at all? Because that seems like a tradition.
Well, I mean...
fucking pumpkins. The fucking pumpkins. You heard it here first. Why not?
Why not?
Come inside a pumpkin. Come in pumpkins. Come and fuck pumpkin.
Wait.
Pumpkin. Wouldn't you like a pumpkin full of cum? You just carve it open. Jizz.
A blumpkin pumpkin?
A blumpkin pumpkin. Bitch, you ugly, but I want to get blown while I'm on the toilet. Wear a pumpkin on your head.
You sit on a pumpkin. And they get a pumpkin.
So you shit in the pumpkin.
Yeah.
Is the pumpkin filled with jizz?
Perhaps.
Or just ranch.
There's another pumpkin for the other, for the blood part of the blumpkin.
Oh, so you get blown. You get blown by another. See, there's no other humans involved with this because it's too disgusting to have other people involved with it. Is that what's true?
Yes, you.
I've caught on.
You get blown by pumpkin.
What else? What else do you do on January Halloween? Did you guys not think beyond this?
Is
this
all you? No, just act like it's Halloween, but it's fucking January. Who fuck cares?
Fuck yeah, we're now awesome.
And you pretend to wear a costume, but just really tell people it's like I'm Batman. Right? I'm Batman.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. No, you're just talking
about
yourself.
Justice. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I am Spider Jerusalem from the popular webcomic graphic novel Transmetropolitan.
And I am Joel Abraner, director, actor, and drag artist. What's a Jola, you might ask? What's a Jola?
What is a Jola?
It's my name. I'm Joe LeBrenner.
Okay.
Everybody should look him up. If you don't know who he is and you're on the West Coast, because I know there's a couple people who were listening on
the
West Coast.
Shout out to
the West Side. Namely, somebody with a Spanish last name, Perez.
Shout out to the Spaniards.
We totally represent them here. I don't know if people know. We're actually right on the border of Massachusetts and Mexico. And we are the underground railroad.
About the island of Mexico. The peninsula of Mexico.
We're part of the big underground railroad for immigrants.
Speaking of underground railways,
Hernan Perez is not.
You gotta tell the world about that cartoon.
As I found out earlier this winter break.
That's an awkward pause for a second there.
Yeah.
Steve, cartoon. Yeah.
After Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure and Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Bogus Journey.
Journey.
Thank you.
They decided to make an animated spin-off cartoon called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Yes.
And it's available on Netflix Instant, everybody.
Yes.
We can watch that on my TV.
Every episode, they travel time to try to not get expelled from high school.
How often can that happen?
Any problem
or go to military school.
Can be solved by or
a time machine.
By a time
and so
machine,
in one episode, they meet Stonewall Jackson, Harriet Tubman, while inventing baseball and naming the Underground Railroad.
Yep.
Then meet Dracula. And then meet Babe Ruth.
And invent
bubblegum.
They
inspired the idea of putting baseball cards with bubblegum.
What? How?
And the whole time solving more problems with their pump shoes because it's the 90s than with the time machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. I'm going to go to a song speaking about American history.
Really? Is it a song about American history? I doubt that.
It's very depressing song.
Okay, what is that sound?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope that's not the power supply.
What do you mean?
Is there a jet?
Yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to go to...
Rises slinking back up Radiolab Podcast is supported by Squarespace.com, which provides a way for anyone to develop a professional-looking website or blog and keep it updated.
Andy's just fucked up everything, but we're about to play you a clip.
You were supposed to be playing the song.
Well, I don't know why the song stopped, Andy. I believe you did something.
It's not my fault.
Jesus.
But, man, so I want to share something with y'alls.
What is this, Andy?
Out in the world. This is the beginning of a thing. And now I think, did you stop it?
No, I don't know. Oh, no, I just lowered the volume.
Okay, so this is the first, like, 5 minutes. This is the opening segment of the best one of the best pieces of radio of 2010.
Who are we about to meet? So this is Skip Sherry. He lives in Brooklyn.
And that is, we should say, Aaron Scott. He's a reporter who turned us on to Skip. And Aaron met up with Skip because he had this experience.
That's common to a lot of people who moved to New York City.
Just tell us where you grew up.
I grew up in the country, outside of Athens, Ohio, on 54 acres of wooded land. And I would work all day as a kid in the heat.
Hoeing and picking strawberries.
Hauling water.
Planting trees. He'd play in the woods.
I loved the woods.
But as he got older, he knew he couldn't stay in Athens.
Why not?
Well, he's a musician. He wanted to make a living at it. So he bounced around for a bit,
so I finally,
and then finally at age 30...
There was no place to go except for New York.
So it wasn't a matter that you wanted to live in New York?
No, I didn't want to
live
in New York.
Was your last option?
It was my last option.
And he hated it.
Because it was ugly to me. You know, like too many humans, too much concrete.
Yeah.
You know, one theory about autism is that the things that come into an autistic kid's brain all have equal value. They don't know how to sort through it. And when I first came to New York, it was really... It was pretty overwhelming. I had decided to leave, for sure.
But then, take us to the roof.
I was lucky when I first moved here.
So he's staying with a friend who lives in this big building in Brooklyn Heights.
Right across from the Twin Towers. And it's 36 stories high.
And he decides one lonely night to go up onto the roof.
And there's this intense fog. And the Twin Towers, the bottom of them was covered in the fog, but not the top. So it was like they were floating. And there's a little, like, a cuticle sliver of moon in the sky. And the fog horns are going, and the boats are slowly moving. And there's this breeze. And I had this brass penny whistle that my father had given me. And I was standing there, I was playing it. And I was really, suddenly something clicked. I was like, oh, those are all the bridges. That's Williamsburg Bridge, that's the Manhattan Bridge. There's the Brooklyn Bridge. That's New York. It's small now. And I'm looking at the Statue of Liberty, and my grandmother, Anastasia Pani, came from Albania. And they went to Ellis Island. I could see my history there, too. And suddenly it hit me. I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is like a coral reef. You can't see the people, but look at this beautiful structure they have created. And that fog and that air, it was just, the whole city was breathing. The nature was breathing. Everything was breathing. Connected on the spiritual level to the city for the first time.
And so, Skip decided to stay.
For a while.
For a while.
All over the world, people are now moving. Of course, we know this from the country to the city. At this point, the world...
Welcome back to Cock Talk. That was Andy showing something. What happened? I don't know.
That was the first, four minutes of... an episode of Radio Lab, which is this program. It's on public radio. You can also get its podcasts free at their website, radiolab.org, which is where that came
from. I like their logo.
They have a good it's weird. They have a nice website, and they do that, like, all the time. They also do podcasts on top of their weekly episodes.
I hope people care.
It's really good sound editing.
I hope I did not lose.
They get even more, like, cerebral and, like, ridiculous in that too. It's supposed to be the show started as like a way to like explain bizarre scientific breakthroughs to the general public.
I don't know if you guys heard about cell phones, but you can call people with. Oh, I just overmodulated the fuck out of
this.
Yeah,
you
place.
Did. Thanks, Max. Thanks for that.
No problem, slut.
Fuck
slut. Yeah, you're a fucking hoe.
That's the best
bite
you
your
got.
Clitoris off and
that's
put it in
the
a,
that's the best you got. You bring up slut. I'm just gonna knock you out.
Ribba, ribba, ribba. So I'm in a play
ribba,
right
ribba,
now.
Ribba, ribba,
you want to know
mine.
About this?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
I can't
about
believe.
That.
Wait, I've just like there's two men laughing with my girlfriend right now around a computer. I don't know if it's at the pictures of my penis I sent her.
That's the penis noise.
I wanted to write a song today.
What do you want to write about?
It's called Your Penis Is Pretty, and it starts with two guys. You can help me improv. There's an intro.
Okay.
I go, hey, Andy.
Hey, Max.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry about the other day.
What for?
Well, I didn't mean for my eyes to go down while we were in the locker room.
Oh.
I mean, it was an accident. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'm not flattered, but...
I just had the look. A man needs to know his man friend's man parts.
Well, some would say that, sure. Others might say a man doesn't need to know his man's parts.
Well,
did that make sense?
Yeah. This might get a little more awkward.
Why? What?
Well, it's
Wait,
not...
Really? Really, how?
I just really wanted to tell you something.
What? Okay. Okay,
and
no,
And then the
I
music
can...
starts.
What kind of music?
I don't know, but do that. Your penis is pretty. Your penis is pretty. I just had to point out your veins make a perfect V. And that resemblance to T-Rex was striking to me. It seemed so perfectly designed, I almost thought there was a God. And I cried a little inside. Your penis is pretty. Oh, your penis is pretty. This doesn't mean I want to get gay with you. I just have something to say to you. You've got a magnificent prick. And that'd be the end of the song, something like that.
Yeah.
That was funny.
I see it now. I see it. That was good.
We'll jerk it out. And you can always sum up a moment with a certain squirrel noise.
Yeah.
Shannon had a very cute, stupid story to tell me today. She saw a squirrel running around getting things for its nest.
Aww.
And this squirrel picks up a piece of paper.
Oh, really?
Barack Obama. And the squirrel, he picks up the piece of paper.
Yes, Mr. Obama.
And it's too big for the squirrel to carry in its mouth.
It can't do it.
It can't do it. But it drags it as much as it can. But, you know, it's like a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11. That's bigger
Wait,
than
a
squirrel.
A full piece of paper?
A full piece. I'm exaggerating. I'm making up the story as
like
I go along.
Like a flyer? So I did rip a flyer off the wall like, ah, you're on my nest now.
Yeah.
Flyer bitch.
It was a cock talk flyer, actually.
I wish.
Yeah. Well,
I don't have any of those anymore.
Oh, I think I've got some more. Did
we
you
need to make some
all?
New ones.
We can print out more ones.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Cock Talk, the
you
first
have.
Cock Talk of 2011. How's everyone out doing
well,
there in Jan term?
I hope
and the West
doing
Coast
good.
And the East Coast, the Left Coast and the Wrong Coast.
I don't know.
Well, we forgot to do what we announced we would do in the beginning.
We kind of did.
Which was,
We forgot
to reflect on the best moments of 2014.
Oh. Well, we can do that kind
of
now.
Let's bring back one of the great interviews we had with Nelson Mandela.
All right, let's go through the Wayback Machine.
Nelson Mandela, great to have you on the show.
It is great to be here.
I hear you do a great Heath Ledger Joker impression.
Why so serious?
Oh my God! How could you stop apartheid? You should have been an actor.
Want to know where I got these scars?
Oh. And we could say we just did a full Nelson, right, Mr. Mandela?
You could say that, yes.
Alrighty.
That is what your mother said last night.
Jeez, Nelson Mandela, you're mean. And who could forget the moment when we had a game show where no one knew the answer to the question?
The answer is...
I haven't asked the question yet. I haven't.
Shut up! The answer is... Roger Ebert.
No, that was not the answer to the question. And who could forget when we discussed things with the maker of Donkey Kong?
Hello, maker of Donkey Kong. Thanks for dropping by.
Christmas.
What was that now?
Do amores, come on.
Hey, whoa, don't call me.
Sorry, Snake.
What, Snake?
Metarukiru.
You did not create that game. Sir, I am offended.
Oh, sorry, Arikudi.
Get, what, and what is that thing there?
I think those were our top three moments from the last year.
That's your new favorite sound, isn't it, Max?
Well, so we had a lot of guests.
2014
over here
was
tonight.
Crazy, though. We had some wonderful. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank
Michael
you
Capitafaro.
To the wonderful Michael Capitafaro.
Rob Sandell and his main vaginal squeeze came over. I say that because the vagina squeezed around the penis, and that is what makes the relation sexually pleasing.
Speaking and of which, Stephen Seuss.
Stephen Seuss.
With his hair.
Blessed us with his holy appearance.
Holy?
Shannon Stockwell for distracting the in-studio audience with online jokes.
Yeah. The one and only Moose of Caramel Carnage with Moose and Fudge, which you should
bring
listen
him on.
To this. This Tuesday morning at 11.
Did you guys plug yourself in already to the calendar?
No, but we just decided. So we're going to do it.
Plug
it's
it in.
Happen.
And everybody, yeah. Listen to the yurt. This is a Jan Turn worth of programming. We're yeah. making the second draft of the Jan Turn script. It's going to be finalized Saturday.
All
we don't got too many shows
because
people are busy
there.
As shit. But still, if you're hearing this and you want a show,
yeah.
let us know.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, wait. Can I play one last song, or do you want to play
yeah,
a song?
Yeah, play a song. Play a song.
I don't know what I want to do. I was invited to an event.
Oh, do you want me to play a song?
I
want to
play a song. Can I play a song?
Yeah, play a song.
I want to play a song on iTunes. Do you
I
mind?
Think if you want to slay a song.
What? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
The record, we never broke up, we just took a 14-year vacation.